Hello guys, welcome to the next episode of Mornings with Data and Artificial Intelligence. This episode title is Do Not Trust Artificial Intelligence. This is based on my last practice or actually testing the Course AI product. It's basically a website where you can go and put any topic you want. Like I put data monetization, but you can put like how birds are building nests or where the next earthquake is going to happen. And that website will build you a course around it. That course will have sections, quiz for participants. It will give you a ready to go website that you can actually use for artificial intelligence course you want to sell online or offer for free wherever you want. And the reason I say don't always trust artificial intelligence is because garbage in, garbage out, it's still there, even in the ChatGPT era. So that means that whenever you put a topic there and this course AI will build course for you, it will be super superficial. You need to really study the domain, understand the topic you want to just dig in or offer as a consultant or artificial intelligence specialist, an expert, whatever, just to make sure that whatever you put in those machines, you will get an excellent output. Otherwise, when you go there and you just put, like I did, data monetization and expect a profound, thoughtful, very professional course to be an outcome of that, don't expect that. Basically, artificial intelligence, large language models will deliver low quality stuff for you. So I said, never trust artificial intelligence, but I mean by that, be an expert and then use artificial intelligence to make sure that the output will be really thoughtful and useful for your audience. This is something I like to debate about because all of these people around the world are just getting excited with artificial intelligence. And don't get me wrong, I'm a huge fan of it. I'm a huge fan of innovations and artificial intelligence and data monetization and productivity of employees in a workplace. But you need to be really a domain expert if you want to make a profound change. I hope that inspires you to even dig deeper into your domain to make sure that whenever you hit GPT website and start asking prompts, that prompts will be profound and excellent because you are an excellent and prepare in a professional way to asking that prompts. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.